Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
It's really all about relationships. It's really about listening to the distressed homeowner, what they're looking for, and how to best solve their problems.
Best ever listeners, before we get into today's episode, I want to ask you, do you have a strategy right now where you are getting leads that come into your inbox while you're sleeping? Do you have a strategy where you are optimized with both Google AdWords and SEO, search engine optimization? If not, then guess what? Today's your lucky day. We've got a free strategy session just for you, and it's with Dan Barrett. If you recognize his name, he was a guest on episode 565, and he is the only certified Google partner agency that works exclusively with real estate investors. Go to adwordsnerds.com/strategy and get a free strategy session to learn with him how to implement an online strategy for your market in both SEO and Google AdWords. Go to adwordsnerds.com/strategy.
Best ever listeners, welcome to the best real estate investing advice ever show. I'm Theo Hicks, the co-author of The Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever, Volume 1, and soon to be Volume 2. Another special segment today where I will be interviewing a best ever guest. And today we have with us Lori Wetzel. Lori, how are you doing today?
Theo, I am doing outstanding. How about yourself?
I am doing great. I love the enthusiasm. So before we start, a little bit about Lori. She is the president of the Wetzel Group, which is a real estate consulting group. She is an accomplished real estate investor, mentor, coach, trainer, national speaker. She does it all. She's an international certified coach for John C. Maxwell. In regards to real estate, her first real estate deal received a net profit of over $80,000. And so you know we're going to dive deep into that. She launched a talk radio show on the Voice America Business Channel called Keeping It Real with Lori Wetzel. She is based in Chicago, Illinois, my hometown as well. And to say hi to her, you can visit her website at thewetzelgroup.com. So Lori, before we get started, do you mind telling us a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on now?
Oh, sure, Theo. Actually, most of my background with my professional career was in either nonprofit or for-profits. I actually spent 15 years in the airline industry. So I was not always in real estate investing. So that's going to tell you a little something about me, because in today's market, most folks won't stay beyond 2 or 3 years in one particular job. I actually stayed 15 years with this company. My last position there was a senior manager for human resources, and I supervised a contact center for a major airline. What happened to me is what happens to a lot of folks in today's environment. In 2010, two airlines merged, and everybody knows what happens when two big companies come together. It impacts the bottom line. So suddenly, I was without my six-figure income job. We had two kids in college at the time with out-of-state tuition, and life was not in a good place for me. And so as I dusted off my resume and I began going to networking events and interviewing for job positions, a young lady said to me, "Well, are you open to a business opportunity?" And that's all she really said to me. She asked that very important question. And I thought at the time that I was at a crossroads in my life where I wanted to choose something different. So I did. I said, this time I want to be able to control my time, my cash flow, my equity. I want to be able to control my freedom and to run my business how I see fit. And so therefore, I became educated in real estate investing. First piece of advice is you don't want to do this business without being educated. And I began to learn how to become a successful real estate investor. And actually, within 6 months of taking some education and learning how to exactly do this, I executed my first real estate deal and my net profit was $80,000. So that's it in a nutshell, Theo.
Talk about a turnaround from kind of losing your job to being in a super tough spot. And I always love to hear stories about when someone kind of just randomly stumbles across an opportunity that changes the course of their entire life. And it seems like that's the situation that you found yourself in when you met that person at that networking event. In regards to the deal, how did you find that deal?
Well, actually, how it is with most successful real estate investors, the deal found me, actually. I wasn't seeking it. An individual came to me in distress, and here's the beauty of this deal. My company is headquartered in Chicago, Illinois. This property was actually in Palm Springs, California. And I thought, oh, no way am I going to do this real estate deal. I don't have any resources there. I don't know anybody in California. But as I listened to her story, as I listened how she was in distress, as I began to ask her questions about the property, my education taught me which appropriate strategies to apply to the situation, and she was willing to work with me. As I talked with the homeowner, I said, look, I'm going to help you. However, I won't be able to pay you any sort of funds out of this deal until I'm able to exit out of this real estate deal. Are you okay with that? And she says, you know what? You've been the only person willing to listen to my story. You've been the only person willing to examine options with me rather than me just totally losing the property in foreclosure. You've been the only person that's been patient enough with me to list multiple options as to what I can do. So in this business, it's really all about relationships. It's really about listening to the distressed homeowner, what they're looking for, and how to best solve their problems. Did I make a profit along the way? Sure, I did. But there's enough in a deal, if you structure it appropriately, that everybody wins. The farm or homeowner wins. The real estate investor wins. The new buyer of the property, we had it priced right and upgraded so that they were getting a deal as well. That's how we do business. Everybody wins.
Win-win scenarios are always the best. You had no money down, correct?
Yes. What we did was, in that particular deal, we did a subject to strategy combined with a fix and flip. I did not use my own money. I used other people's money. Why would I do that? Because I have the ability to pay them a very nice return on investment that they're not earning in the stock market. And it's backed by real estate. So I had the ability to structure the deal appropriately.
How did you find that private money?
Well, once again, it's all about relationships. I belong to a very successful nationwide group of real estate investors. And so I plug in to find the resources that I need. Once again, this deal was in California in the height of recession when people said, you can't make money in real estate. And my education and plugging into a successful group of real estate investors, I picked up the phone. I made a couple of phone calls. Within 24 hours, I had private money for this deal. I had the number two broker with Keller Williams in the Palm Springs area in California. I had a real estate attorney versed in California law to help me with my deal. So I did that all within 24 hours. It's really all about relationships, building your real estate investing team, because this is a team sport. This is not an individual sport. So in order to be successful, you've got to be able to build your real estate team first before you do deals.
What are some tips you have for the best ever listeners in regards to finding team members? As in, what team members do you think they need before they invest in a deal? What are some good locations to find these team members? And then what's some questions to ask in order to make sure there actually are solid team members?
Well, that's a great question. Ooh, I could probably spend an hour on that, but I won't, given our time frame. But definitely, you need to have a good broker that understands that they are working with a real estate investor. And you work a little bit differently. Regardless of whether or not the deal closes or not, I like to give something to my brokers that I work with because I know they're going to send me deals no matter what. So it's not really based off a commission in terms of the execution of the sale. I may have to switch to a different exit strategy. So if the price of the fix and flip doesn't work out, I may turn around and do a lease option and develop two separate contracts on that. Am I going to give my broker or realtor maybe first and last month's moving in fee? Absolutely, because I want to keep my brokers happy regardless of whether or not the deal closed or not. So you want to have a good broker. You want to have an excellent real estate attorney wherever you do real estate, because your local contracts have to be tweaked according to your state-specific laws. Case in point, when I did the deal in California, we all know California has many laws that are very different than the rest of the U.S. So you want to have a good real estate attorney on your team wherever you're doing real estate. You want to have an exceptional general contractor on your team because that's going to be your point person to manage your project overall. You also want to have an exceptional property manager. When the toilet is stopped up at 2 a.m. in the morning, I'm not taking those kind of calls, right? This is a business. So in this business, you pay people to run or manage your property. So you want to have a good property manager on your team as well. A good insurance agent. I could go on, but that's just a few of the people that you want to develop on your real estate team. Where do you find those people? Number one, I would plug into a community of real estate investors, find out where they are. Now, you might ask, well, how do you find that? Well, part of it is you've got to get out there and network. You may be able to meet some people at meetups. You may be able to meet people at RIAs, although typically with the RIAs or the Real Estate Investing Association meetings, Typically, they have somebody coming in and they're selling some sort of product. It's a different person every month. You can network and find some people there. My best suggestion is to join a successful group of real estate investors that's already in your community. That would be my recommendation. It's how I found my people. And you want a group that is nationwide.
How much did you buy the property for?
The property was, the ARV price was the $325 was the ARV. I did not purchase the property. It was a subject to strategy. So what does that mean? It means that I took over the existing financing of the property. And I made those monthly payments on the existing financing in place. Does that make sense?
Yes. And then you use the private money to pay those,
yes,
pay for that? Okay.
I use the private money not only for the monthly payments, but also to combine that with the flip. In other words, that you add value to the property.
Exactly.
So you've got to be able to show and document that you've added an upgrade to the property. You never want to acquire a property and not do anything with it unless you're wholesaling, in which case you're just putting buyers and sellers together. But on a fix and flip deal, you've got to prove with pictures that you've actually added value to that property.
And how much money did you put into that property for rehabs?
You know what? Surprisingly, not that much. Only put in about $15,000, which is a steal, especially in California. It was in good shape. It was structurally sound, which is really what I look for. You want to find your properties that are structurally sound so that the most that you're doing is cosmetic work. Of course, I had to upgrade the appliances and the kitchen side. Your bathrooms have to be top-notch. It was in California, so you had to make sure that the pool was working appropriately, the jacuzzi and all of that. Your central air, make sure that's all working properly. But I really didn't put a lot into that. I can tell you on an average single family home, I'm putting anywhere between $25,000 and $40,000. So I did not have to put a lot into this property.
Yeah, that sounds like an amazing slam dunk.
Yeah.
Especially for your first deal. That's amazing.
I know.
I have a quick question before we get to the money question. And it's in regards to your consulting and your mentorship and being a coach. What's a common struggle that you see among consulting clients that you have that's holding them back from success, whether it be a business struggle or a personal development psychological struggle? What's something that you see that's common among your clientele?
What's common among clientele is that they don't have the transactional confidence to execute deals. It's quite common. And so how do you do that? Well, first and foremost, you plug into a successful real estate investing community and you invest in real estate investing education. The Wetzel Group offers that real estate investing education. You can simply go to my website if you want to find out more information. But that's the first place to start. Get educated. Understand the terminology. Understand what it takes to interview to develop your real estate team. You must be educated when you're doing real estate. Then being able to execute or apply the knowledge that you've learned. And this comes with the transactional confidence, right? You've got to be confident when you apply your signature on your contracts that you know that it's a good deal, or you have clauses in that contract that you know that you can back out of that deal if you need to after you've done your appropriate due diligence. And so that's it. You're putting in offers, you're taking action on the knowledge or education that you've acquired, and then you're executing on that. A lot of people, they'll get knowledge, but they won't ever do anything with it. They won't apply it. They won't execute it. They're too afraid that they're going to make a mistake, which leads me to the second piece of advice, which is before you do your real estate deals, you must understand your risk. right? Education will minimize your risk, but you've got to understand your own personal risk tolerance. You should identify a range of success for every deal that you enter into. What's your minimum goal? What's your target goal? What's your ideal goal? So you have a range of success. You've got to understand yourself financially. How much cash do you have? Credit do you have? Where's your money coming from? Do you have a contingency plan? Understand your personality. So when you get into trouble, what do? Do you hide out? Do you get angry? Do you go silent? You've got to identify that in advance so you can be prepared to mitigate your risk. You've got to know your skills and know them well. Not one day I'm going to learn. No, before you enter into a real estate deal, know what skills that you have. Are you a money lender on the deal? Or are you a doer, right? Like you want to do hands-on type stuff. Or are you the deal maker? What's your role? You got to know what your skills are. You got to understand about your transactions. You want to know how the property is acquired. You want to know about funding. You want to vet your partners. You want to have independent counsel. You want to have a signed contract. You want to understand the nature of the seller. You want to understand the nature of the buyer. You want to deal with a warranty deed with title insurance, right? You've got to watch out for any breaks in the chain of title. People will often say, oh, you could just do a quit claim deed. But no, if there's any sort of special warranty, if there's any sort of break in the chain of title, your insurance at the title company may that cover that. You also want to put a terminal on an end date to that deal so that you can manage the performance to a number. And also know in advance what your worst case scenarios are, once again, so you can measure your risk tolerance. All of that needs to be done before you even go into a real estate deal.
That is a wealth of knowledge right there. And in regard to the transactional confidence, that seemed like something that you were a natural at in your first deal because you're willing to get such a creative deal and ask those questions and listen to that distressed seller, and it seemed to work out for you. Based off of your experience and based off of kind of all that information you've provided thus far, what would you say is your best real estate investing advice ever?
My best real estate advice ever is to get educated. Bottom line, you don't want to go through the school of hard knocks in doing this. You could lose your shirt. You don't want to do that. So definitely you can check out on my website, the Real Estate Investing Education, find out information. There are multiple people that are out there. Do what's comfortable for you. Do your research, ask your questions, but the bottom line, my best real estate advice is become educated in real estate investing before you do deals.
Lori, are you ready for the best ever lightning round?
I am.
Awesome.
Hit me with it, Theo. I'm ready.
Awesome. Well, first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Are you a real estate investor and you're trying to do it all yourself? Then you gotta stop the insanity, my friend, and go hire virtually. Virtual Office VA is a US-based and trained real estate virtual assistant company. They can free up your time. You can go to their website, learn what they're all about, and go sign up for a virtual assistant. Go to virtualofficeva.com. That's virtualofficeva.com.
Best ever book.
Right now, my best ever book is called Grit, The Power and Passion and Perseverance by Angela Duckworth. Why am I recommending this book? Well, one, I'm reading it right now and I love it. I read multiple books, but this one talks about having the grit and the stick-to-itiveness in anything that you approach in life. So you've got to have passion. You've got to have perseverance. I'm not a quitter, and so that's why I love this book.
Best ever personal growth experience and what you've learned from it.
My best ever personal growth experience is making mistakes and then getting up quickly from that. I made a mistake on a real estate deal that didn't go as I had expected. As a matter of fact, we acquired the 6-unit building. We were in the process of doing the rehab and we experienced a fire. Now, the education taught me how to make sure that I had the proper coverage and insurance on that deal. So I was able to get out of it okay. But that was a tough experience going through. You never want to have a fire on one of your properties.
Best ever deal you've done?
Well, I've got two answers to that question. The best deal that I've done is one actually that I've walked away from because I had the education to identify those red flags and walk away from it. So I tell people sometimes the best deals that I can do are sometimes the ones that I walk away from because I immediately recognize it won't go well. So that's one answer. The other answer is that I was able to acquire a single family residence for no money down whatsoever and was able to control that property and turn around and use that as passive income.
Best ever way you'd like to give back?
Ooh, I love working with youth. So playing cash flow games with families so that they can understand how to get out of the rat race, that they understand the difference between what a salary is versus what passive income is. If you've never played cash flow, it's a blast. Get into it. And sometimes the younger folks can beat the adults, so I like that too as well.
And finally, what's the biggest mistake you've made in real estate?
I would say the biggest mistake is not asking the right questions. And I think that's with everything in life. If you don't ask the right questions, and particularly within a real estate deal, then you think you have the knowledge and the information that you need to execute, and you really don't. So not asking the right questions cost me to lose a deal that I really wanted. And yes, there are other opportunities and deals out there. Don't get me wrong. There's always another deal around the corner. But I learned from not asking the right questions. That's key.
And what's the best ever place the best ever listeners can reach you?
Thank you, Theo, for asking that question, because you can reach me at Lori, L-O-R-I, at meetloriwetzel.com. So Lori, L-O-R-I, at Meet, M-E-E-T, L-O-R-I-W-E-T-Z-E-L, Lori at meetloriwetzel.com. You can also reach me via my website, thewetzelgroup.com. So www.thewetzelgroup.com.
Awesome. And I'm sure the best ever listener should definitely take the time to reach out to you because you've just provided so much information and advice for investors of all kinds. And specifically when you stressed the importance of education in all things, and we went over your first time deal and how you were able to make $80,000, and it was a subject to fix and flip, and you had that transactional confidence, as you said, to get in there and ask the right questions and actually stop and listen to the distressed seller. And without that, I'm sure that opportunity would not have been. So again, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today. Have a best ever week, and we will talk to you soon.
It was a pleasure, and I had a lot of fun. Thank you so much, Theo.
Are you a real estate investor and you're trying to do it all yourself? Then you gotta stop the insanity, my friend, and go hire virtually. Virtual Office VA is a US-based and trained real estate virtual assistant company. They can free up your time. You can go to their website, learn what they're all about, and go sign up for a virtual assistant. Go to virtualofficeva.com. That's virtualofficeva.com.